It was 1985 when Henrietta Smith was the first African-American faculty member at the University of South Florida at the School of Library Science.
I guess I didn't think about the fact that I was African-American. As a matter of fact, it was a long time before I even realized that. I mean, I never went there thinking, I'm the only black or I'm the first black. It never really occurred to me that that was one of the things that people would notice, because I don't think anybody paid any attention to it.
Smith made her career as a library science professor and as a school librarian. Now she's in the Library of Congress. She was interviewed by the History Makers, a nonprofit organization based in Chicago. The mission? To get 5,000 video interviews of African Americans completed and archived. That's almost twice the interviews of the slave narratives that came from President Roosevelt's Works Progress Administration in the 1930s, the only other large African American history collection. The org started interviews in the year 2000, and 14 years later, it's recorded 2,600 interviews, all of which will be permanently archived in the Library of Congress. That's a feat Smith finds exciting.
I think it's so exciting. When I read that, I said, really? You know, it's hard to believe something like that, but when you think that this little person right here is part of the history of our whole culture, it's very exciting and very rewarding.
Smith isn't the only one happy with the news. Founder and executive director of the History Makers, Juliana Richardson.
Because that took us a long time, and we, you know, it's a big deal for our organization to have a permanent repository of that caliber.
As a black child, Juliana Richardson found herself questioning her own story.
I often say I go back to being 9 years old in a classroom where I was the only black student in my class. And the teacher asked us our family backgrounds, and literally everyone raised their hand. They knew, you know, I'm part German, I'm part French, and the question was, what was I?
She didn't find the answer until college when she was studying the Harlem Renaissance and interviewed actress Butterfly McQueen, who played one of the servants in Gone with the Wind. And that interview sparked a feeling in Richardson.
That feeling of learning about people that had accomplished and done things really sort of stayed with me until I was in my mid-40s and I'd had a career as a lawyer and was really at a crossroads in my life.
At that point, Richardson worked a few years in the television production business and then founded her organization in 1999. She says the History Makers have gathered interviews from across the country.
And I found that when we were doing people's interviews there in Florida, some of them went back, you know, over 100 years, and people knew their history. But the fact is that unless this is taught and taught in the schools and we broaden the reference beyond Rosa Parks and Fannie Lou Hamer and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, we are going to always have the same few names mentioned as if no one else existed. And that's really what we're committed to.
When Richardson accomplishes her goal of 5,000 interviews, she hopes more African Americans' lives will be recognized, including her own.
Well, I mean, I wanted to make a difference. I wanted my life to stand for something. I wanted to feel that my presence on this earth had meant something. And I wanted not another 9-year-old kid in his classroom to feel the way that I felt that day.
Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.